أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه، فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني، إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين. فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا، إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين. وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك، لا تقتلوه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about his irada and the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was Fir'aun that had become arrogant on the land, and he began to make zulm upon the Bani Israel. He began to kill the boys of the Bani Israel, and he left the girls and made them slaves. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire was that that community, the Bani Israel, that were being oppressed and that was weak on the land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجَعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. It was our desire that we elevate them on the land, and at the same time we make them imams, both spiritually and materially, أَنْبِيَا عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and leaders of the world materially, and we will make them the inheritors of the land. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that part of the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. After the birth of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, what goes through the heart of the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And at the same time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that when Allah Rabbul Izzat himself has made a desire and intention, and whatever the will of Allah Rabbul Izzat be, there is no one that can change the desire or the will of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And at the same time Allah Rabbul Izzat also shows that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects, there is no one that can break the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the commentators like Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah and others have explained that when Fir'aun began to kill the boys and he began to leave the girls so that he will be able to enslave them, then a time came when he realized that if all the boys are going to be killed, without boys you cannot have girls. In other words, there will be no men left to procreate, and eventually the system of his slavery will come to an end and he will not be able to enslave the Bani Israel. They will become a nation that will be extinct because there will be only girls left. So hence he plotted the next plan, that in 1 year he will kill the boys, the newborn babies that are born of 1 year will be killed, and then the newborn boys of the next year will be left. So the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it such that in the year that he had left the boys, in other words, they were not killed, Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam was born from his mother. And that was the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in the year that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was born, that year was the year in which the boys were going to be killed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this. And then the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam obviously had become absolutely fearful that what is going to happen. How this would happen is they had people that would watch the women, and when the woman would become pregnant, obviously they were the hukumat, the kingdom was informed, and then when those children were born, if they were boys, then they were killed. But as far as Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's mother was concerned, the pregnancy had never showed out, so hence she was never reported as being pregnant, and that was the protection plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ نَرْضِعِيهِ. And we had inspired the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that she should continue breastfeeding Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. In other words, have absolutely no fear. This child is under our protection. Obviously, this inspiration that had come down to her from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some have stated it could have either been a dream in which a very strong sense had come to her, a strong determination had come to her, but at the same time it was also possible that by some other means Allah had inspired her heart directly that she should continue doing what she was doing. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. But the time will also come that when you become afraid and you become fearful of the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salat wa salam, and this is the inspiration, the second inspiration of Allah, then you simply take this child and place this child into the rivers, into the waters, and let this child flow. Obviously, put this child in some form of a casket, a box, or some form of a basket, something that is totally, totally secure, and leave this child to flow in the river. Now obviously, what comes in the heart and the mind of the mother when this kind of thoughts come within her? But Allah had also further inspired her, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي, and do not have any fear, and nor should you have any grief. Why? إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ. Certainly, we will cause him to return to you. We will return him to you. This is the wada. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we will make him from amongst the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Obviously, she was a woman from the Bani Israel herself, and she had known very well that this nubuwat was something that Allah Rabbul Izzat had blessed the Bani Israel, and she had understood what was nubuwat, and this was the guarantee that was given to her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, and then in between what happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not narrate whether it really happened or not, but obviously from the next ayat it becomes very clear, and the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that this is what the mother eventually had to do when she became absolutely fearful for the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She placed him into that box, and she sent Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, placed him into the river, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had begun to flow. There are some narrations that she used to do this on a daily basis, but every other day she would hold the string tied up to the banks. But on this one particular day, when the fear had become absolutely great and she had no other way out, she let that string loose, and hence this box began to flow. On the other side, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ. The family of Fir'aun had picked up this child, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا, only for the child to become an enemy and a form of grief for the people of Fir'aun. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan was, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam flows into the palace of Fir'aun. The people of Fir'aun pick Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam up, and in the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the result would be that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will become the enemy of Fir'aun, and he will become a form of great grief for Fir'aun, that this one child that was spared and this one child that will be left loose, this child will become that person whom Fir'aun had feared most, that leader amongst the Bani Israel who will be given nubuwat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and destroy Fir'aun and everything else of Fir'aun. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches you and I also a very, very important lesson, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the Nabi of Allah, and he was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he went into Fir'aun's palace, he grew up in the palace of Fir'aun. But one thing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not do was, he was not influenced by Fir'aun. He was not influenced by the systems of Fir'aun. He was not influenced by the wealth of Fir'aun. He was influenced by nothing of Fir'aun. And he implemented the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that we lack living in these kind of countries where there is total immorality around us, where there is a total un-Islamic environment. We are supposed to make that difference like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had done, and invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Fir'auna wa Hamana wa junudahuma kanu khati'een. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly Fir'aun and Haman wa junudahuma and their armies, كانوا خاطئين, they were mistaken with regards to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously they had known that this was a child from the Bani Israel. Perhaps the features would have also shown it out. There wouldn't have been anyone from the people of Fir'aun that would have placed a child like this in the casket or in the box and allowed it to flow. It had to be a child from amongst the Bani Israel, and this was that one child that they had made an error. Thousands of children were killed when this is that one child with regards to which they had made that error, and this was that one child whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used to destroy Fir'aun and everything else that Fir'aun had. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.